From Tidbits on August 29th, 2011, this is Master Your Wi-Fi Network with Updated Take Control Book, written by Adam Sangst. It has been a dozen years since Apple debuted Wi-Fi networking with its airport-equipped iBook, and during that time, Glenn Fleischman, Tidbits editor and Take Control author, has covered more of the Wi-Fi beat than nearly anyone else. But Glenn goes deeper than the news, and he is widely acknowledged to be among the world's foremost experts on consumer-level Wi-Fi networking, having distilled his expertise into various Take Control books that have helped many thousands of readers over the years. Glenn has now completed the second edition of his best-selling title, Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network, bringing it up to date with the most current information available with Apple's Wi-Fi networking gear and how to use it in current operating systems. The 234-page book is available now for $20. In Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network, second edition, Glenn provides in-depth advice for setting up Apple's latest 802.11n Wi-Fi devices, including the Airport Express, Airport Extreme, and Time Capsule, and he describes the latest Wi-Fi features in macOS 10 10.7 Lion, though he doesn't forget the networking needs of those running 10.6 Snow Leopard and 10.5 Leopard. Along with giving readers a conceptual boost up the Wi-Fi spectrum, Glenn explains how to handle airport-related tasks such as planning and configuring a multi-base station network, replacing an old base station with a new model, sharing USB disks and printers, getting started with a time capsule and time machine backups, making a time capsule archive or offsite backup, erasing a time capsule drive, setting your band and channel, running a guest network, configuring complex internet addressing, connecting from Mac and Windows clients, securing your wireless network, sending media to a second-generation Apple TV or Airport Express, using AirPlay to stream media from one device to another, finding out which Macs work with Lion's AirDrop, setting up wireless bridging, turning a Mac into a wireless access point with software base station, using ad hoc wireless networking, solving problems with interference, conflicting channels, and more, and understanding what the light on your base station is trying to tell you. Networking can often be among the most puzzling and confusing aspects of modern computing, but Glenn's clear, friendly, and informative book dispels many Wi-Fi mysteries. Whether you have just one computer in a single airport base station, or multiple devices and access points scattered around your home or workplace, Take Control of Your 802.11n Airport Network, second edition, can make you a master of the digital airwaves. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I have to say, at this point, I turn to Glenn's book whenever I have some kind of airport or wireless networking-related question. It's just too much to remember these days, especially with the way it changes. If you did this, set up your network 5 years ago, and you come back to it now, it's, there's new stuff, and frankly, I don't keep up on it. Glenn does. Thanks, Glenn.